Hi, Patrick Mulvey here with some strategy execution insights and best practices to help you and your organization do what it says it wants to do. Today's podcast topic is the five deadly practices in goal setting. So let's get started. Although innumerable prescriptions have been published on goal setting, like touted elixirs, many of them are advised not to exceed the recommended dosage. Here are five practices upon which your organization can easily overdose, making them a deadly practice. Number one, overdoing the WBS, or work breakdown structure. If you are proposing a design for a satellite system to a distant planetary moon, then yes, you probably need a highly detailed work breakdown structure, or it won't happen. But that discipline is overkill for most companies' strategy efforts. You don't need to have multiple layers of mission on top of vision and strategies and directives and initiatives and priorities and programs and projects and subprojects ad nauseum. You need three basic levels, actually: strategic initiatives, goals, and actions. It's simple and it's easy to manage. Number two, making cascade a crusade. Cascading goals from higher levels in a company downward is a noble idea, because it helps ensure alignment with the organization's strategy. However, your strategy won't get implemented without buy-in from those doing the work, and you won't get buy-in without ownership. It's very difficult for people to commit to a goal being shoved down their throat. Just below the initiative level, workers need to architect their own goals that help achieve the initiative. That way, they are both aligned and owned. Number three. SMART isn't always so smart. When applied to goal setting, acronym of SMART, it usually creates confusion and double talk when people challenge what some of the letters mean. For example, if A stands for achievable, then how does R stand for realistic? Redundant sounds more like it. A smarter version avoids this conflict altogether. Let A stand for aligned, as in aligned with your strategic initiatives, and R stands for resourced, which is the real intent behind the original realistic, which asked if you are actually providing this effort with the resources it needs to succeed. The acronyms for S, M, and T are self-explanatory for specific, measurable, and time-bound. Number four on the five deadly practices in goal setting is putting goals on a to-do list. You might protest, but we have to achieve our goals, don't we? Yes, of course you do, but not by doing the goal. And in fact, you can't really do a goal. You can do a series of actions, which when completed, result in the goal having been achieved, but the goal itself is not something you do. We're so used to conflating our language with expressions like, we have to do a $300 million this year. Actually, dozens of people do many things to dozens of customers for you to achieve $300 million in sales. People fall into the trap of putting goals on a to-do list and wonder why it never gets done. Actions go on to-do lists, not goals. And finally, the last five of the deadly practices in goal setting is making a goal a number. Gasp! I can't believe it. I can hear that. He said no numbers. Why, you're avoiding the M for measure. It's an outrage. Okay, calm down, everybody. I did not say your goal should not be measured, just that it not be a number. The goal should be a range. If you target sales are $300 million, then a goal range of $290 million to $310 million is much better. Even one penny above $310 million, it's bonus time, whereas one penny below $290 million, and you're in the doghouse. Goals should be based on two thresholds, one demarcating failure and the other delineating exceptional performance. Anything in between, and you've met your goal. This approach precludes all the arguing and positioning that takes place with last-minute excuse-making. If you want your organization to succeed in setting effective goals, then avoid the five deadly practices involved with the WBS breakdown, the cascading crusade, the not-so-smart, trying to do the goal, and making it a single number. I trust you found these insights helpful. To learn more about effective strategy execution and getting your strategy done, visit us at strategydone.com. And thanks for tuning in.